You're listening to SBS News.
Order!
Order!
With political vigour, but no legal force.
The eyes to the right, 312. The nose to the left, 308. So the eyes have it. The eyes have it. Unlock!
British lawmakers have voted in favour of a motion that ruled out a potentially disorderly no-deal Brexit under any circumstances. The decision lessens, but does not remove the chance of a chaotic no-deal Brexit. It's a back-to-back blow for Prime Minister Theresa May, after her deal was knocked back yesterday.
Mr. Speaker, these are about the choices that this House faces. The legal default in UK and EU law remains that the UK will leave the EU without a deal unless something else is agreed. The onus is now on every one of us in this House to find out what that is. The options before us are the same as they always have been. We could leave with the deal which this government has negotiated over the past 2 years. We could leave with the deal we have negotiated but subject to a second referendum, but that would risk no Brexit at all. Damaging the fragile trust between the British public.
There will now be a vote of the House of Commons tomorrow on whether Britain should ask the EU to delay Britain's departure from the Union, although the EU would want to know what the extension would be for before agreeing to one. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says an extension of Article 50, the departure date, is inevitable, but it won't be a solution without a clear objective.
The Prime Minister said the choice was between her deal and no deal. In the last 24 hours, Parliament has decisively rejected both her deal and no deal.
The Scottish National Party's Westminster leader Ian Blackford believes the vote has given the Prime Minister a very clear message.
Let's be in no doubt that we are in a constitutional crisis. And we're in a constitutional crisis at the making of the Prime Minister that has run down the Brexit clock. And what we see from the Prime Minister is a denial of the facts that she's faced two enormous defeats on her meaningful vote. Her deal is dead, and I am delighted that the House of Commons tonight has given a very clear expression that this House, under no circumstances, on no time limit, wants no deal.
Four cabinet ministers who have warned about the risks of a no-deal Brexit abstained from the vote. Among them, Work and Pensions Minister Amber Rudd.
Overall, I'm just very disappointed that so many of my colleagues decided not to vote for the withdrawal agreement yesterday, which was a good deal, a sensible way of leaving the European Union and delivering on the referendum.
The Guardian reports government ministers who defied instructions by abstaining in a vote in Britain's Parliament yesterday will not be sacked. Thursday's result now paves the way for a vote to delay Brexit in order to seek a way out of the country's worst political crisis in generations. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.